please, if you can't pay the fine. And you always wake up thirsty, and that southbound train don't ever leave on time. Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
ちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5 FM。
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage, and I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is Places. We began the set with Astrud Gilberto, the Brazilian jazz singer. And that was Nonstop to Brazil from her Jazz Round Midnight Astrud Gilberto edition compilation. And then we heard from Les Baxter, Calcutta. I found that on Ultra Lounge Volume 3, Space Capades. My eternal thanks to Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez for turning me on to that whole Ultra Lounge incredible series. More than 20 of them. You can catch Coffee and Smoke's Alex on his newer show, still been around for many years here on WMFO, The Desperate Hours, on Thursday evenings from 6 until 8 p.m. And then we heard from Roy Buchanan in Baltimore. And my thanks going out to Tim Coleman, who's sometimes a substitute DJ here on WMFO. Thanks, Tim, for turning me on to that song, along with a whole bunch of Dick Dale music. And then we had another song that I'm grateful to Coffee and Smoke's Alex for. It was Johnny Zorro in Coesville from Frolic Diner Part 2. Then we heard from David Grisman, Banks of the Ohio, from his Tone Poems album. And we finished off the music in that set with the Presidents of the United States of America and their very cool cover version of Cleveland Rocks, which was on their the theme song for the Drew Carey Show from their Pure Frosting album. And then backing me up right now is Brian Eno. And this is a version of his track, his very ambient track, Lantern Marsh, from Ambient 4. But, you know, I like to try to make new music out of old music. And this is actually that song, Lantern Marsh, played backwards. Kind of like the Paul is Dead with the Beatles album, spinning them around on vinyl backwards. Well, I'm not exactly doing that here with a vinyl album, but I did the computer equivalent of it. And this is actually one of those songs that it does sound different from being played forwards, but not as different as many other songs, because with a lot of this ambient pieces that Brian Eno is making, he would flip things around backwards too. So the next song is going out to my fellow WMFO DJ Luke, who hosts Rush Hour on Friday night, Saturday mornings at midnight. And Luke likes to play vinyl, and he does that very well. And in fact, tonight he's going to be playing a very special and very long two-song succession on vinyl. So that'll be coming up in about 3 hours or so. But what I'm going to start off this next set with is a long, perhaps not the longest by Rush standards, but a fairly long by rock pop music standards, a song by Rush. And this is about a mythical place that Samuel Coleridge, he was experimenting with opium, and in his visionary state, he composed a poem, Xanadu. And Rush, being one of the most, perhaps the most literate rock band, well, they've been through so many different kinds of changes and evolutions over their decades of music making. But if we had to choose just one category, I'd throw them in the rock category. And Rush was very formative to my musical upbringing and experiences. The first concert I ever went to was a Rush show. I was pretty far out in the audience. It was in upstate New York, kind of a Poughkeepsie area. But this particular song, Xanadu, I remember being, I think I was a junior in high school, and one Saturday afternoon, sitting down with the song, the record, and learning how to play most of the whole thing. It was one of my big guitar playing accomplishments at the time. And in the next set, we're also going to be hearing a Chuck U sonic montage with Mumia Abu Jamal and Abu Ghraib Reggae. And also, yeah, I think this fits in with the Chuck U kind of musical stylings. We'll also be hearing from the Asylum, Street Spankers, and the Clash. But first, Rush's epic, Xanadu, here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts. Freeform Radio. Thank you.
the sacred river out, to walk the caves of ice, to break my fast on honeydew, and drink the milk of paradise. I have had the whisper tales of immortality, the deepest mystery. From an ancient book I took a clue.
keeping Abu Ghraib away. If persistent news tips are correct, the U.S. Army's report on the barbarities at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison will lodge blame for the events there at the rank of colonel and below, and no real bigwigs or command staff officers will be tied to the vile events that took place in the American-controlled Gulag. If so, I'm tempted to say, I told you so. When the Abu Ghraib prison scandal broke, I wrote that the nation must prepare for an efficient, neat, tidy whitewash. The grunts would bear the brunt of any discipline, and the dudes at the top would emerge unscathed. There it is. When it first happened, I thought back to the scandals that rocked SCI Green several years ago, when a score of guards were charged with brutal, racist, and vile behavior against men in the hold. Roughly 24 guards were fired, but after union appeals, most were quietly reinstated after the media forearm died down. One day, while on the way to the yard, a young red-haired guard said, "It's all about protecting your ass. That's all the white shirts care about. Know what I mean, Jamal?" I actually didn't, and asked, "What you mean, Reds?" "Well, you remember when they fired all of us a couple years ago?" I nodded. He continued, "They left us out to dry, just a hanging. Every damn thing we did in the hole, we did because they told us to. They told us to tune guys up, to give them an attitude adjustment. You know what I mean?" I nodded again. "And then, when the heat came down, wham, they left us hanging. I learned from that, protect your ass. Damn, Red, you was one of them dudes in that stuff?" "Yeah, Jamal, I was out for months, don't you remember?" I actually didn't know then, but his brief conversation came back to me years later when the events at Abu Ghraib made the news. Nor was I even remotely surprised when a former guard from SCI Green just happened to be at the forefront of the vile and violent assaults at Abu Ghraib. He just took what he learned here over there. It was a whitewash here. Why not one there? The brass, the White House, and the Senate wanted a whitewash. They got it. Why ask why? For the many people overseas, the whitewash of American officials is like the smearing of mud or a brown substance that further discredits the world's bringer of democracy. It fattens the swarm of jihadis everywhere who see that American democracy is a sham. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.
Why is it so important that you want to contact the governments of our Earth?
Because of death.
Because all you of Earth are idiots.
Looking salty with a red light howl. Somewhere below the fog. Well, I'm stumbling, got a bridge to cross. And a big old wooden claw. Big chunk of Afghani black, backtracking college grand. I don't need caffeine at the coffee shop, but I might as well go in. Hot damn, here I am in Amsterdam. Oh, she got me in her clutch.
So doggone mellow. Hot damn, here I am. got me in her clutch. I said, I really couldn't give a damn as long as we go Dutch.
This episode of the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, our theme is places. And we began that set with a song about a mythical place by one of the most intellectual and skilled bands ever in rock and roll history. The power trio of Rush. And that was Xanadu kind of the first song of real significance that I learned to play on my own by listening to the record when I was about a junior in high school. And then we followed that with a piece by Mumia Abu-Jamal about a notorious prison in Iraq. And we had Chuck Yu doing some processing of that from his 2004 No Censorship Radio program on our sister station, WMBR, MIT's radio station. First on your FM dial at 88.1. And then we heard from the Asylum Street Spankers and Amsterdam. And The Clash finished us off in that set with London's Burning from their eponymous first album. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes? Especially today? Yeah, they're coming over our area. Because the winds are coming from the west and the northwest, and the FAA and Massport have decided that the solution to airplane noise is to hyper-concentrate it on just a couple of neighborhoods when the winds are coming from those west and northwest directions. They say it's an improvement because fewer people are exposed to the noise. But those people who are exposed, well, we really get hammered. Are you wondering what you could do about this if you're one of the victims? Well, you can go to logannoise.org, and there are instructions there about how to file complaints with Massport. You can use their system for free, and it's a little bit tricky. It's purposefully designed, in fact, to be difficult to use. There's also a way that you can subscribe for $5 a month to a system called Air Noise, and that's what I use. And you just need to press the button on a web page or on your smartphone to log a complaint. That's the way it ought to be. But there's also a phone number to call Massport and information about that. So LoganNoise.org has been a public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So backing me up right now is a song by Wall Matthews, the Zen Gardens album. This is about one of my absolute favorite places in the world, the Zen temple called Ryoanji in Kyoto. It's called Ryoanji in winter. And, you know, I just wanted to mention, at the beginning of the program, I described a little bit how I've been privileged to visit 23 different foreign countries. And it's profoundly influenced my life in very positive ways, even though some of the places that I visited were, you know, the seeing poverty up close, like in India, seeing the miles of slums and interacting with people who are really poor. But also in a lot of places in Asia, like Bali, Indonesia, that is certainly in the 17th, 18th century was seen as a South Pacific paradise, and it was, or still is in many ways, but it sort of makes you wonder if the temperature's right and you can get a lot of things from the environment, how rich do you really need to be? But I would encourage people, if you're able to visit places that are particularly foreign to you. I mean, Europe, if, you know, that's great, but I think for a lot of us, European cultures and civilizations are kind of close to what we experience here in America, and really go into places. Well, I've been to Japan a couple of times, And also China, India, Vietnam, Malaysia, Indonesia, Hong Kong, Singapore, Macau, Thailand, South Korea, and the DMZ. It's those places that are different from your culture that I think are really going to help you understand the way the different parts of the world are. Well, we've got about 16 minutes before the end of the show, and then Savoir Faire will be coming on, and I'm going to bring you a set starting off with some pretty short songs, and they are fantasy places that don't really exist, like Pepperland from the Beatles and Atlantis, another Les Baxter track. And we're going to start off with one of the craziest musicians who, yes, he's a musical genius produced by Frank Zappa, but I can't but listen to like one song at a time. Certainly not three in a row, and I'm not going to put that on you. But here is Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. This is Frownland. You're on WMFO in Medford.
I cannot go back to your frown land. My spirit's made up of the ocean and the sky and the sun and the moon and all I can see. I cannot go back to your land of gloom where black jagged shadows remind me of the coming of your doom. I want my homeland. Take my hand and come with me. It's not too late for you, if it's not too late for me, to find my homeland. Where man can stand by another man without an ego flying. Let the devil burn in the beggar land, and the little girls that live in low, low worlds take my kind hand. My smile is stuck, I cannot go back to your frown land. I cannot go back to your frown land.
Justice Clarence Thomas. Yes. Lieutenant Governor.
A lot of people in public office have smoked marijuana. It's not surprising. More than a third of adult Americans have tried pot. What was surprising and refreshing was our mayor's honest answer when asked if he had ever smoked pot. He said, "You bet I did, and I enjoyed it." And we applaud his honesty. But even though it's normal to smoke pot, in New York City, we arrest more than 50,000 people a year just for smoking pot. A lot of them spend time in jail. We don't arrest responsible drinkers. After September 11th, with decreased police manpower, shouldn't we get our priorities straight? If you think it's wrong to arrest people for doing something normal, log on to norml.org. That's norml.org.
gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river, down by the banks of the River Charles. That's what's happening, baby. That's where you'll find me, along with lovers, muggers, and thieves. But they're cool people. Well, I love that dirty water. Oh, Boston, you're my home. You're the number one place.
You get any readings on your instruments?
Yes, sir. There's a tiger burning bright in the forest of the night. I'm trying to Saturn rings around my head down a road that's Martian red.
Thank you so much for listening to my sound collage here this evening on WMFO in Medford. Our theme has been places, and we've been going places with this theme. Began that set with Captain Beefheart and the magic band Frownland, a place that exists. And one's fantasy mind. And then the Beatles, Pepperland. And then Les Baxter, Atlantis. And we heard from the Standells, Dirty Water. And right now, my closing ambiance is by the German electronic band Tangerine Dream. And this is their epic 3 a.m. at the border of the marsh from Okefenokee. Talking about that swamp-like system down in down south of the United States. Well, thanks so much for listening. Savoir Faire is coming up next. And then at midnight, you don't want to miss Luke and Rush Hour as he manipulates some vinyl and brings it over our airwaves. here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.